Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. joined by his Captain Black Big Band. That was Philadelphia strong jazz pianist Orrin Evans with the tune Proclaim Liberty off his 2020 CD, The Intangible Between. On this new project, he took stock of the pivotal moments that shaped his life, and the result is a landmark in his music evolution. And that evolution began at Rutgers University when he studied with the great Kenny Barron and worked as a sideman for the Kansas City legend Bobby Watson, Ralph Peterson, and Dwayne Eubanks. He released his debut as a leader in 1994 and became a new pianist in the supergroup The Bad Plus, replacing Ethan Iverson. As this new pandemic world started to spin hard with no live music and an uncertain future, we talked to him about the new jazz world we are all faced with, and this is what he had to say.
But we also have to remember and be comfortable with the fact that it is a business. I got a brand new record of my big band coming out today, and I struggle with even posting it because you get people's opinion like, oh, well, you know, I mean, everybody's broke. Why do you want to try? You know what? I'm still going to be playing when this is over, whatever that means, whether I'll be sitting at a piano playing with gloves on and a mask, whatever. I'll still be playing music when this is over. So I'm not going to be a tree that falls in the forest that no one hears.
As jazz musicians start getting back to their elements and moving forward, Orrin will be on the forefront of that movement. This new album and his fierce devotion to the craft is a testament to that. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that swings hard all the time, night and day, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Still giving the world live jazz during the pandemic, always have and always will. Like this live lick from We the People, headed up by the great KC pianist, Eddie Moore. Here they were on September 25th, 2020, at the Plex Pod in Midtown, Kansas City, cooking up some good music on a day of their release of their first full-length album, available on all digital platforms. Enjoy. Speaking of The Bad Plus and a bit more of Orrin Evans, this is the group with their tune Do It Again off their 2014 CD Inevitable Western as this wild show moves on.
This is Orrin Evans, and I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Check it out.
have a saxophonist, pianist, clarinetist, composer, a music educator, and even the host of the Modern Jazz Radio Show, Cleveland native Tom Talich, with the 2009 song Conscious Contact off his CD Perspective. Over the years, he has had his compositions and arrangements played by vocalists and musicians throughout New York and Philadelphia, and they have also been performed by individual dancers from a variety of different companies. He owns a well-respected music tutoring business in Princeton, New Jersey, and he is a very popular educator. He also works as a piano teacher to students on the autism spectrum, and he has his own show. This is a great cat.
The music is going to change a little bit, and I'm not sure where that's going to go. But when you look at every major catastrophe or challenge that this country has gone through, the music has changed, whether it's going from the swing era to bebop during World War II, or, you know, the rock music that came out of the Vietnam era. I'm wondering where the music is going to land.
This next cut is giving Kansas City some national exposure via the Apple ad campaign. This is The Freedom Affair with their debut album exploring themes of love, heartache, empowerment, and togetherness through hard-hitting funk, luscious soul, jazz, and everything in between. This is the 2020 tune Rise Up off their album Freedom Is Love. And we caught up with the vocalist in the band, Paula Saunders, and she summed up who the band really is.
The Freedom Affair is all about just love people, man. Like, it seems so simple, right? Like, just love people. And that'll be the key to everything. So I think the album is going to be really influential. I think people are going to find a lot of joy in it, a lot of happiness in it.
Your strength can push us through.
Jazz with Joe Domino. This is Miles Bonney. Enjoy the conversation and music.
That was record producer, singer, songwriter, trumpeter, and DJ Miles Bonney teamed up with Anthony Valdez with the 2016 song Fade Away. So, Miles is originally from New Jersey, and having spent some quality time in Kansas City, he calls New Mexico home these days. He began producing and creating hip-hop while he was in Kansas City in the late 90s, and over the years he has released a number of solo albums and has collaborated with a lot of musicians, and his music is a must for a solid, expansive jazz collection. And Miles also has a separate career as a social worker, and he talked to us recently during an interview about why he loves jazz.
I'm a big fan of improvisation. I'm a big fan of the ways in which musicians listen to each other on the bandstand in a live setting. I think that it just equates freedom to me. I think that I like the spontaneity.
So news broke recently via Molly Hammer last week. Via the great Kansas City vocalist Molly Hammer last week, that her battle with cancer is and has been a trying road. She began saying goodbye to everyone, and we are all in the process of saying hello and thank you to her as we celebrate her vocal prowess and fighting spirit, humor, and optimism. We spin her on a show that looks to showcase the finest musicians in the world, and Molly is right there, always has been, and always will. This is her cut, A Wonderful Day Like Today, her mantra, off a live at the Green Lady album, circa 2019. Let's go.
On a wonderful day like today, I defy any cloud to appear in the sky. Dare any raindrop to plop in my eye. On a wonderful day like today, on a wonderful morning like this, when the sun is as big as a yellow balloon, even the sparrows are singing in tune. On a wonderful morning like this, on a morning like this, I could kiss everybody. I'm so full of love and goodwill. Let me say furthermore, I adore everybody. To come and dine, the pleasure's mine, and I will pay the bill. Let me take this occasion to say that the whole human race should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these. The world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like should go down on its knees. Show that we're grateful for mornings like these. The world's in a wonderful way. On a wonderful day like today.
Hi, this is Molly Hammer, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Make choices, you know what the cost is. Then you wait till the bills come due. All the voices to drown out the losses, but the feeling it stays with you. Stolen moments, the pleasure, the memories you treasure, the fun that you had, even though you were bad, and you know that you'd pay at the end of the day. Won't say I told you so. Stolen moments is just an illusion. When you speak of a love affair, whispered comments creating confusion, with your heart and your soul laid bare. Well, you know what the price is, and now you're in crisis. You played in a game where the rules are the same. Take the time to recover as you dream of your lover. You have yourself to blame.
That was veteran jazz singer Mary Stallings with the song Stolen Moments off her 2019 CD, Songs Were Made to Sing. Mary brings a lifetime of emotional intelligence, helping her deliver a lyric. and she was born and raised in San Francisco, the middle of 11 siblings, and started performing professionally before the age of 10 with her mother and two older sisters in a family gospel group. She got her first real taste of jazz at home, sitting at rehearsals with her uncle, tenor saxophonist and bandleader Orlando Stallings. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she opened up about it.
So a lot of great musicians from Lionel Hampton's band or some of the bands used to come through and actually rehearse it with my uncle because he led a band here in San Francisco. When I was around 10 years old, actually, had all the musicians used to come to the house and they'd have rehearsals. And I was, you know, smitten by the live music and used to sing along with a lot of the music because I remember a lot of the music on the radio at that time.
Her prolific career has been full of many albums, festivals, and collaborations, and will continue to be as we make our way through 2020 here. From the talented modern bassist Fumi Tomita, joined by a stellar lineup, they celebrate the 100th anniversary of jazz icon Charlie Parker with the tune Bird Dreams off the CD Celebrating Bird, a tribute to Parker. Dig into some of that tasty chicken pie.
Hi, I'm Dina DeRose, and I'm on Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
In my loneliness, when I'm all by myself and I need your caress, I just think of you and the thought of holding you near makes my loneliness disappear. Though you're far away, I have only to close my eyes, and you are back to stay. I just close my eyes, and the sadness that missing you brings soon is gone, and this heart of mine sings. Yes, I love you so. That for me is all I need to know. I will wait for you till the sun falls from the sky. For what else can I do? I will wait for you, meditating how sweet life will be when you come back to me.
That was veteran jazz pianist and vocalist Dina DeRose with the 2005 tune Meditation off the CD A Walk in the Park. She has brought the vitality and innovation to performances with Ray Brown, Clark Terry, Mary McPartland, John Scofield, and so many others. She has 14 CDs to her credit and continues to release quality year after year. And we caught up with her recently here at the show about why she loves jazz. This was her response.
I loved it. I was also, again, still playing in rock bands and pop bands and going on the road for a good year or so with a show band, pop show band. So had a different, it was like a different life. But I always loved jazz and always listened to it a lot.
So we say goodbye to another legend here in 2020. It's been a bittersweet year, man. From the Chicago strong saxophonist Ira Sullivan, we go next. He left us on September 21st, 2020, at the age of 89, and he leaves a legacy and a collection of music for us to all marvel at. He was a fluid cat on the tenor sax, alto, trumpet, flugelhorn, flute. And he was a bebop master who came of age during the era of Charlie Parker and shared the stage with him in 1955. This is Wilbur's tune off the 2003 CD, Chicago Jazz, as we say thank you and goodbye. Thank you. bring it all back to KC on this final track. Here's Kansas City Blues Shouter, Big Joe Turner. Always dig it when he's on the show. This is Flip, Flop, and Fly off the 2008 CD, The Boss of the Blues. And hey, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a virtual and real cool cat out there in the world, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, keep jazz alive, support all of the arts, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Give me one more kiss. Hold it a long, long time. Now love me, baby, to the feeling hit my head like wine. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Here comes my baby, flashing a new gold dude. Well, she's so small, she can mumble in a payphone booth. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. I don't ever leave me, don't ever say goodbye. I'm like a Mississippi bulldog sitting on a hollow stump. I'm like a Mississippi bulldog sitting on a hollow stump. I got so many women, I don't know which way to jump. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now flip, flop, and fly. I don't care if I die. Now don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye. Oh my.
Neon Jazz.